This is The Bird Show.
I think Jeff was saying that this used to just be a segment on ABC, right? Now it's a whole show?
I think it started out as, remember like on Dateline, they used to get Chris Hansen stuff?
Mm-hmm.
And it became like the most popular thing, so then eventually they just started promoting that. I think that's how this started a year or two ago, and now it's a regular show where they put people in uncomfortable situations to find out what the general public's response is. So they hire actors to play the role, like as Bert will explain, of a girl in a bar and a guy trying to take advantage of her. The mm-hmm. one I first saw that was fascinating was they got a couple of black people to play customers at a store where they were blatantly treated profiled because of the race, treated disrespectfully by the store owner, who is also an actor, to find out what all the other people in the store would do. Fascinating to see, because you can't help but put yourself in that situation and wonder, God, if I was mm-hmm. in a store and there's a right. black person mm-hmm. right there and the owner of the store is saying, we don't want your kind in here.
Would you step up?
Do you speak up? Do you walk out? What do you do? It's an awesome show.
This is the setup from this weekend.
You're sitting at a bar and can't help but notice...
My birthday. Bartender, it's my birthday.
This plastered young woman celebrating her 21st birthday.
It's so pretty.
There you go.
Thank you.
For you.
She's waiting for her girlfriends to return when this stranger joins her.
What kind of birthday shots are we taking?
His intentions...
You ever done a body shot?
...quickly become questionable.
What?
And he can't seem to keep his hands off her.
Are those birthday shots coming?
People at this New Jersey bar seem concerned. But will anyone step up to protect this defenseless young woman?
Touching my hair. I don't know who you are.
Our hidden cameras are rolling.
Okay, so you have all sorts of dudes, all sorts of women, right, that are in the bar with them, and they're watching this whole thing go down.
Mm-hmm.
So here's a little bit more of the setup, and now they're trying to get – and again, these are actors – the drunk woman and the sober guy trying to get her out of the bar.
Oh, he's an actor too.
These are actors.
Okay.
And there are hidden cameras that are, they're videoing the whole thing.
Okay.
Is she going to be all right over there? Yeah, she came in here plastered and they're trying to give her more shots.
Want to get out of here?
What people don't know is that the young woman and her pursuer are both actors. Now watch as he tries to get her out the door.
We'll get some air. We'll get some fresh air, yeah?
Okay, yeah. I should maybe...
Oh, you all right?
Yeah.
I think that's the end of the birthday shot for her.
My hotel is literally 2 blocks away.
Okay. Yeah? I don't know you.
I know.
I don't know who you are.
I don't know, but I'll take care of you. We'll hang out.
Hey, he's taking advantage.
Why are you touching me?
Concerned or not, so far, no one is preventing him from taking her out of the bar.
All right, so you have some guys at the bar that are talking amongst each other. The mics are picking that up, but nobody's saying anything to her.
She don't look how we do because she don't know you.
I'm going to take care of her. I'm going to get her back to the hotel. All right?
Yeah. Near the door, a white knight appears just in the nick of time.
She has to sit here with the pressure. She cannot do that because she don't know you.
Yeah?
If she says she knows you,
know me? We had a couple drinks together.
I don't know.
Yeah? Do I look like a nice guy?
What?
I don't care what your nice it is. She don't want this place without you.
And he won't let up.
She don't want this freaking place with you if she don't know you.
Until the defeated young man walks out the door alone.
Yay!
My name is John.
Yes, sir. How are you?
When we catch up with him afterwards, he's overcome with concern, thinking of his own daughter.
Why did you get involved?
I have my daughter, 25-year-old, and they die every year.
No.
They die on these kids. I don't like it to happen to any woman like that. I don't want it to happen.
Wow.
He's got his own daughter.
Oh, wow.
So he was totally feeling it, right?
There's good men there.
Yeah.
So I think what they do is they go back in and they recreate it later on.
Mm-hmm.
And will people interfere or will they just let them go?
How's that feel?
Back at the bar, will anyone stop our young woman from becoming a victim?
You know what? She doesn't want you to do
that. She doesn't
want
to be touched.
Back it off.
Can you tell?
She doesn't want you to touch her.
You're
leave her alone.
I beg to differ.
Okay, leave her alone.
Well,
she's not interested in you rubbing her back.
We're just having a good time.
She
at the
doesn't
bar.
Know you.
What are you, her mother?
Maybe I am, yeah.
And once women get involved, they often inspire others to join in. Just watch this tug of war.
You have friends coming, right?
Yeah, my
I think they went to the hotel, right? They went to the hotel?
Yeah, they went to the hotel.
They went to the hotel.
Mm-hmm. Well, maybe I should go outside and get some.
Are you sure?
And when he tries to carry her out.
I'm going to make sure she gets back safe to her hotel.
What should we do?
Not let him take her. She doesn't want to go.
So the women are pretty much saying nothing. No, you're not allowed to take her anywhere, right? Mm-hmm. Now, here are some of the young guys in the bar.
But there are some differences, especially when the bystanders are young men.
You want a shot? Okay.
No, wait. I want a couple. What, you only turned 21 once?
While this guy does tell our sleazy actor to settle down, just listen to the conversation when our party girl goes off to the ladies' room.
You think I can get her out of here?
You gotta go for a walk on the beach.
A walk on the beach, I like that. Let's just go for a walk to the Hilton.
You might wind up at the Hilton.
Or when her friends come back, that's where you come in. You
that's fine with me. I like the brunette.
Cheers to my birthday!
Cheers!
It's a young single dude.
So he was making, I couldn't tell who was
who.
He was
helping him make plans as to how to get her
how
out.
How to get her out.
Don't say you're going to the hotel, say you're going for a walk.
Now here are I think these are a group of young married guys. How are they going to handle it?
And these young married men seem to wish they were in our actor's shoes.
I guess the rings give it away.
Can I get this thing over?
And when our party girl's not around, they too offer up some advice.
Do you think this is going to happen?
I don't think she knows where she is, so you should be a little nervous. she's going to wake up with the pants around her ankle.
It's a little hard to hear them because they're voice disguised and their faces are blurry too, but they're basically saying, go for it.
Happened.
They even appear amused when our actor lures our wasted party girl out the door.
Let's get out of here.
No, I really, really think we should stay.
Let's get out of here.
I can't believe it. That guy just hit the Mega Millions.
But it's not so funny when you learn that this young man is an off-duty cop.
Ooh.
That's right. He's a cop. And he later tells us he didn't do more because intervening could get complicated for someone in law enforcement.
Wow.
Wow. That's exactly why. Wow.
That's so disappointing, especially with guys.
Well, remember the first couple?
It's not shocking, right?
The first couple helped her. First couple dudes.
First dude
One dude was the dad.
First dude, and then the second was
the woman.
What, Melissa, that look?
No, I because it's disappointing. I'm curious what the guys think about it, because of course the girls are disappointed.
I'm not surprised by the results, unfortunately.
I don't know what, I mean, honestly, I don't know what I would do. Like, I would like to think that I would be like the first guy, but I'm almost sure I would be influenced by the group of people I was with. Like, it would have been a situation where, like, if I was there with, like, Jen, Melissa, and Wendy, and one of y'all said, hey, that guy can't take that girl out of here, then I think I would probably try to step up and be the hero and go, yeah, I'm going to go get her. She can hang out with us, you know, and then go try to whatever and get her over here and whatever.
I think most people, though.
But I think if it was a situation where I was with a bunch of dudes who were like, oh, look at that, I think I'd probably play right along.
Because I think the women came together because one woman stood up. Then the other women decided to band with her. So I don't think I think most people would react based on who they were with.
I think when you're like 21, 22, 23 years old and you're single and you're a guy also, it's just, you almost have this mentality that it's the dudes club. Like you're every single guy's wingman. So if a guy has an opportunity to get some, I think when you're young, you're like, go do what you got to do. Now, once you get older, I think that changes. But the truth, like Jeff is saying, if you're in a crowd of younger guys and you're young, you probably let it happen.
Mm-hmm.
Here's B. Good morning, B. You're on Q100.
Hey, guys. Hey, Berg. Good morning to all you guys. Hey, I've watched that show many, many times. It's a great show. I love it. But here's my only issue with the show. A lot of times it's so over the top that I don't think it's as realistic. Like in this case, I mean, it was so blatant. Hey, my hotel's just down the street. And I know, obviously, they're trying to get a reaction out of the folks, so I understand that. But, you know, to Jeff's point, even with the racism, I've seen the one with the racism, and you don't usually hear people say, I don't want your kind here, you know, in my store. Go shop somewhere else. Mm-hmm. You know, it's usually a lot more subtle. So my only concern with the show is, while it is a great show, sometimes, you know, it's so over the top that it's kind of unrealistic, you know. So I think the key would be to find out how people will react when it's a lot more subtle.
Mm-hmm.
You follow me?
Even over the top, though, they still wouldn't help her. I mean, it's blatant that he's trying to get her out of there, and it's disappointing that these guys aren't even sticking up for her, even if it's over the top. I mean, now subtly, that's even more scary.
Do you think that some guys feel like if she's that drunk and that young and by herself, maybe she deserves whatever she gets?
No.
No.
Mm-mm. I don't think that's the thought process at all.
I think it's that's their business, and
sad.
If she's, you know, like... she's even though she's drunk, she's still an adult. She's in a bar. She legally can drink. They served her. So
I'm trying to use my words carefully here because I know they're going to offend. But I just think when you're young and you're single, it's like every young guy's goal is to get sex. And if you can help another young single guy get sex, you probably don't stop that.
Even if he's taking advantage of somebody
who's drunk. Yeah, I got to be honest with you.
Isn't that usually the tactic
is to try to get somebody drunk?
Mm-hmm. So I don't know if a group of young men or a young guy would look at it as taking advantage of. Like, I don't think that would be the thought process.
It's opportunistic.
I think it would be, yes, she's an adult.
Mm-hmm.
She's legally able to drink. The bartender served her. Like, a guy would put the responsibility off on everyone else.
Now, let me ask Jeff this question. Let's see if it changes the game entirely. Okay, Jeff, so she's 22.
Yes.
And there's a guy in the bar that's 45 or 50.
Yes.
Do you intervene or not?
I don't think it would make it. It depends. Again, it's the same situation. It depends on the crowd I'm with, sadly.
That would change for me.
You'd be more likely to intervene.
Yes.
If it was another 21-year-old guy.
Yes.
Got it.
So, yeah, because
that makes sense.
The caller was talking about over the top. Her reaction would still be the same, even though the guy, you know, let's say the guy wasn't, I get his point. The guy wasn't saying, oh, let's go to a hotel. Let's just, you know, come on, let's go. And if she was saying no, I think that her response would still be the same. If a woman is trying to fight a guy off, I think that's the issue is would you, because if she's obviously into him, then nobody's going to say anything.
Mm-hmm.
But if she's trying to fight him off and he's forcing her out of the bar, you know.
Hey, Cindy, good morning. You're part of the Burt Show. Hi.
Good morning. I just want to tell you I was in a similar situation. A girl was really, really drunk, and these two guys were kind of corralling her into a corner, and she looked really uncomfortable and wanted to get away from him. I intervened, and I went over, my sister and I, and said, hey, you know, leave her alone. And she got really mad at my sister and I and started screaming at us that she didn't know us and leave me alone and it's none of your business. Wow. And it was really awful. And she was falling down drunk.
Wow, and really?
Yeah. Well, so, I mean, it is, you don't know when you're going to intervene what you're going to get. And we kind of sat around the bar for a while and waited to see what would happen because we were really concerned about her. She was obviously alone, and these guys were taking advantage. And by the way, Bert, I'm kind of disappointed that you said that that's okay.
I never said it was okay. Don't mix my words. I never said it was okay.
Well, just that that's a guy's goal. I mean, I get that about being young, but where's your character? I mean, just because you can do something, you know... I mean, this is when girls wake up in the middle of the night and don't know where they are and call the police. You know, it's not okay.
Yeah, I absolutely agree.
Here's the situation, Bert. Yeah, you gave me another scenario. Let me give you another scenario.
Well, if yours is too difficult, I'm just not going to answer it.
And guess what? When you do answer it, I'm going to misinterpret your words, and I'm going to say that you're encouraging this stuff to happen. Okay, so it's a situation like that girl just described where you decide to intervene, right? You want to go out there and... say something, so you go out there, maybe you're with a couple buddies, and you all go out there and say something, right? Mm-hmm. And the girl shoos you off.
She what?
Shoos you away.
Mm-hmm.
She's like, no.
She says, shoo, get out of here.
She's like, no. I'm just getting to know this guy. He's really nice.
Mm-hmm.
Then what do you do?
I'll probably let it happen.
I mean, I think that when somebody's really drunk, you have to expect one of them to get mean at you, because the guy's going to insult you. Like the woman said, well, you're a mom or something. I mean, that's a typical guy response to somebody who's trying to break something up. But I think that if she's really sloppy drunk and you know that she is not, I mean, first of all, I fault her friends. I fault her and having, I fault the women for not, you know, her friends not taking care of her. But I think that you still have to intervene and save her from a really horrible night, you know?
Mm-hmm. Here's Casey. Good morning, Casey. You're on Q100.
You guys know, y'all skipped over the worst part. The two cops, they suggested that the guy should take her somewhere secluded on the beach and then said, hey, maybe you should take her up under the pier.
Oh, those were the police officers that said that. Oh, wow.
Yeah, it was really scary.
That is disturbing. Here is Josh. Good morning, Josh. You're on Q100. Hi.
Hey, how are you guys?
Okay.
Good. Hey, I just want to let you guys know, this is called the bystander effect. The more bystanders you have in a situation like this, the more the less likely people can feel compelled to go intervene, because they feel the weight is off their shoulders. Other people are watching. They shouldn't have to intervene because somebody else will.
And
that's a good point.
That's how people end up being missing, you know?
Yeah.
Everybody's thinking somebody else is
taking care of it.
Right.
Yeah.
This is The Bird Show.